I director of the Florida Folklife Council, and this is the Florida Folklife Stage. As you may or may not know, every year we have a theme here on the Folklife Stage. This year's theme is water. Our folklorist there, Dom Turtegui, is a little bit worried about next year's theme is fire. But this year we've got water.
I don't want fire rain.
And we are very honored to have here on the stage next with us from Shanghai Conservatory alumna and Zheng and Wugang musician, Dr. Haishang Den. She's developed an international reputation as a soloist and a chamber musician. She holds a master's degree from Florida State University, where she's the director of the Chinese Music Ensemble, and recently earned her PhD in musicology. Her work explores, the connection between nature and Chinese traditional arts, as well as mindfulness in sound. The theme of metaphor of water is prominent in the repertoire of the Zheng and Wugang. And Haishang will explore these connections between water and Chinese traditional music on the stage today. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's a great honor to come back to this Folklife stage. And thanks for Dom to make water as the this year's theme. Yes, because water is significant in traditional Chinese culture. I almost feel like Chinese traditional culture is a culture of water. Because when I look at all the repertoires I've played, all the arts, or the, you know, artist sentiments throughout the Chinese history, water is a perennial theme, so deeply embedded in people's consciousness. Because that's the, we all know that's a source of life, all lives. And even, I think about 2,500 years ago, Laozi, one of the earliest Chinese philosophers, think water represent the highest good, because it nurtures all without any prejudice or discrimination. It just nurtures without even speaking. So quietly nurture everything. And nature and Chinese art, music, are so deeply interrelated. So today I would like to share a few pieces on these two ancient traditional Chinese musical instruments, play some representative pieces. So I would like to start with a piece called Flowing Water. Yeah, this, we don't know when the piece was composed, but the earliest manuscript that we could see today is from 1425. And on the manuscript, it said it was originally ancient. So there are all kinds of versions of this piece. So the version I play is from my teacher, relatively shorter. But you can see the water here, not only figurative, but also even spiritual. And there's a story actually behind the water, flowing water in Chinese. 流水, it means flowing water. It's about friendship. About Confucius' time, there was a very famous musician called Bo Ya, who was excelled in this instrument. And he played for all the noble people, rich people. Somehow he felt very lonely, because he couldn't find a person who truly knew the spirit, like a kindred spirit or fellow person. So one day he sat in front of a river bend, looking at the mountains and rivers, playing this piece. And there was a voice behind him said, "Oh, what a magnificent water." And he continued playing, and the voice continued said, "Oh, what a magnificent mountain." So they immediately became a good friend, and the guy behind him turned out to be a woodcutter. In ancient Chinese society, woodcutter means no education, no chance of education, but somehow he knows music so well, knows Bo Ya, the musician spirit so well, they became friends immediately. So they said, "Okay, we'll meet next year, and talk about music again." The next year, when Bo Ya came, he learned Zi Qi, the guy, already passed away. So he broke his instrument, no longer playing the instrument. He said, "If I don't have a kindred spirit, a good friend who knows the music, what's the point for me to play?" So the story sounds like, but it has a significant influence in traditional Chinese culture, particularly about the ideal friendship. So I would like to start this program to meet all of you as my kindred spirits, and start from this ancient piece, Flowing Water. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I forgot to mention this is a very, very quiet instrument. And I'm going to change to the next instrument, which is much louder. Both of them were already very popular 2,500 years ago. And based on the historical record, they were often played together at a household. So these two instruments. I will take 2 minutes to change instrument. So thank you so much. Yeah, let me introduce the two instruments. The one I just played, the smaller one called the qin, Q-I-N. Would you like to try to pronounce it? Qin.
Qin.
Yes, qin. We also call it gu qin. Can you try it? Gu qin. G-U-Q-I-N. Gu qin. Yeah, gu in Chinese means ancient. And this instrument is called gu zheng. Can you pronounce it? Gu zheng. So gu in means ancient. So originally called zhong qin. And then now gu zheng, gu qin. This one is, that one is seven string zither. Throughout history, really the shape and the number of instrument of the string really hasn't been changed. Today we even have an antique instrument more than 1,000 years old, we're still playing on it. It's a very good hand-making instrument. And this one, the most standard one, is 21 strings. That's totally the 21. About 1,000 years ago, it was introduced to Japan as today's koto. The koto is a 13 string, and Korea as kayagan. So you will see a lot of sister zither instruments in Asian countries. Traditionally, the difference between these two instruments, even Chinese, they sometimes mix them together. They couldn't figure out which one is which. The easiest way to figure out the difference, this one was bridged. See, there's movable bridge on the string, but that one is fretless. So, and by sliding. We generally put picks on our right hand to pluck the right side of the bridge. Traditionally tune into a pentatonic scale and use our left hand to bend the left side to make all kinds of stylistic bendings. And today I invite my daughter Isabel Liu, who just started learning this instrument not long ago. But I think it's very meaningful to continue this tradition in Florida, such a rich place. I've lived in Florida for more than two decades. It's really my home. That's where they all grow up. So, and every year, they grew up from Folk Festival. So every year, this is the most special event for them. So this is the first time she actually performed, right? Okay, so the first piece we will play is called High Mountain Flowing Water. Same theme as the piece I played, same story behind. So we'll play that piece, High Mountain Flowing Water. Thank you. you can tell it's so vivid, a lot of techniques actually, so vivid for you have the texture of water, right? Like the solo, or sometimes we even use this kind of quick alternating, and tremolo, and then sometimes embedded melody within this glissando by using the bending sounds. So, and we were going to play a short piece, a much happier, quicker piece together. So it kind of use a lot of this kind of texture in this piece. Fighting Typhoon, composed in 1950s. Very iconic like stock repertoire everyone has to play if you learn this instrument. But this piece kind of was a shift of the style. Late 1950s, early 1960s, that's during the Cultural Revolution, which in China, a lot of music was really served for politics at that time, especially for heroes, and soldiers, this kind of patriotic idea of sentiments. So, and also influenced by a lot of Western classical music, this virtuosi idea. So in the pieces I played so far is all traditional, and the function of music in the traditional Chinese music was mainly for self-cultivation, never really meant for public performance. So that instrument is so quiet, that's for yourself. Probably sometimes a few friends, you know, within a small circle at night, drink some tea and listen to it, and that's enough for the player, also the listener at the same time. So this piece, you can clearly see the shift of the, you know, compositional tree. So I think I will play this piece. So Fighting the Typhoon. I changed the title in Florida, Fighting the Hurricane. So I think, okay, it's for fun.
Thank you.
I'm going to play the last piece. Actually, I did not think the program of what piece I'm going to play this time. I just come and see the time. I think I will end the piece I composed last year called Memory. You know, when we talk about nature, talk about water, in a lot of traditional pieces I play, nature not only refers to wind, birds, you know, beautiful scenery, also refers to the nature within each of us. So by playing the music is the way to cultivate our own nature and find the best of us inside. So it's really the function of, as I mentioned before, the traditional Chinese music, art, or literature. So the piece I've composed last year is commissioned by Singapore Arts Council, originally for a trio, a guzheng and a Chinese lute, a pipa, and a percussion instrument. Because during the pandemic, even folk festival was stopped. So it's a lot of, like, flowing of water, a lot of memories just flowing back. And you start to revalue a lot of things happening in the past. And what's left? Most positive, most, you know, meaningful. And I believe everyone is the same way. Even the sorrow, even the bitterness become a kind of sweetness and enrich each our own lives. So I would love to end this program, my session with this piece. Memory, and I need to change the scale, so just as you know. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, the time is 4 p.m. already?
4.
Yeah. 4. Okay, great. Thank you very much. Yeah, we'll be here tomorrow.
I'll walk with you. We'll leave one step right here, right now.
Okay.